Governor Andrew Cuomo, in his State of the State speech last week, once again called for a reform package to address corruption in the legislature. Last year, bills to crack down on bribery and enact public campaign financing were never passed. We get more from our Capitol correspondent, Karen DeWitt.
The legislature failed in 2013 to act on any of the governor's reform proposals, despite several arrests, indictments, and imprisonments of lawmakers. Cuomo appointed a Moreland Act commission to essentially investigate the legislature, and those probes are ongoing, setting up a potential conflict between the governor, the Senate, and the Assembly as 2014 begins. But in his speech, Cuomo tried to appeal to lawmakers' better natures. He began by referencing the latest sexual harassment scandal in the Assembly, where several women are accusing a Buffalo area assemblyman of inappropriate behavior.
There's been a string of bad acts almost on a daily basis. Open up the newspaper, even today, and you see more and more stories of individual legislators who have done bad acts. And it reflects poorly on all of us.
Cuomo says the public doesn't always make a distinction between honest and corrupt politicians. He also tried to diffuse tensions over his Moreland Act Commission probes, saying he's not against the legislature.
Some have suggested that suggesting the Moreland Commission or ethics reform suggests that I don't believe in the legislature. It actually is the exact opposite. I do believe in the legislature.
Last year in his speech, the governor highlighted public financing of campaigns, but that measure died due to opposition from Republicans who lead the state Senate in a power-sharing coalition. This year, the governor downplayed the issue somewhat, listing it with a number of other steps that he wants to take.
I propose a new anti-bribery and corruption laws, public financing of elections, independent enforcement at the Board of Elections, and disclosure of outside clients with business before the state.
The makeup of the state Senate has not changed from last year, and the GOP still opposes public financing of campaigns, calling it a waste of the taxpayers' money. Senate Republican leader Dean Skelos seemed much more pleased with this year's speech in general, saying he likes the tone.
There's a spirit of bipartisanship, and that's what folks are looking for.
Advocates of public campaign financing are not giving up. Karen Scharf with Citizen Action says at least the governor mentioned the issue in the speech.
We certainly strongly agree that we need to restore the public trust in New York state government, and it's not there, and government can't succeed and can't really work for ordinary New Yorkers until we do restore the public trust. And the only way that that can happen is if we change campaign finances so that people don't rely on wealthy CEO campaign contributors and can rely on ordinary small donors to get elected.
Susan Lerner with Common Cause says she was encouraged by the tack the governor took in the speech, staying positive instead of trying to shame legislators into agreeing to his proposals.
He's been trying to shame them in the past. Here he really was saying, help me help you. That's really an interesting, different approach, and I hope one that they are ready to hear.
The legislative leaders are fighting the governor in court over the scope of the Moreland Act Commission probes. Their next court date is mid-March, just when an agreement on the state budget is due. So it's possible that a deal on both a state spending plan and an anti-corruption package could happen then. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.